Life happens to those who show up, and I'm glad you showed up with us today. I'm your host, Daniel Robert Sanchez, and welcome back to MindFlow, a show to help you find your flow. Hit that subscribe button before we get started so you never miss an episode. Over the last 5 years, I've learned about 10 different strategies that people use for bouncing back after life hits them really hard. Today, I want to talk about one of them, just in case you're looking to manage adversity or become more resilient. Imagine this. When something happens and you're faced with a challenge, like getting into an accident, or a tornado or a hurricane hits your home, or you lose your job or you get laid off, what questions do you ask yourself when things like that happen? Are they worrisome, self-destructive, negative? Do you blame anybody? Or maybe do you just try not to think about it at all? Instead, you should ask yourself this question every morning you wake up and before every decision you make. How can I survive this, and what can I do to overcome this? A long time ago, Confucius said something that still makes sense in the modern world we live in right now. This is what he said, quote, "By three methods we may learn wisdom. First is by reflection, which is the noblest. Second is by imitation, which is the easiest. And third is by experience, which is the bitterest." End quote. And what I want to do is expand on these three methods to give you a little bit of insight on how they might help. So first, let's talk about reflection. And the reason reflection is the noblest is because it takes time and because it requires thought. And when you're in thought or in reflection, you're preventing reaction. And if you're not sure how to reflect properly, try this. Reflect on the results that got you where you are today. Judgment-free, bias-free, without blaming anyone or anything, and just focus on you and what you've done and your results. Answer these three questions. They're like baby steps that if you do them right, they turn into sledgehammers. 1. What have I been doing that I need to stop? Meaning, what are some things you're doing that you know aren't helpful or working for you and that you need to stop doing now? 2. What can I start doing? And off the top of your head, you probably already know about 2 or 3 of these things that if you started doing them today, you'd start making an immediate improvement. And 3, what am I currently doing that I should continue doing? All right, now let's talk about why imitation is considered the easiest way to gain wisdom or to learn. But first, what I'm going to do is substitute the word imitation with the word modeling. And the psychology of modeling in today's world is simple. Modeling means that you copy the behavior of someone else to learn it. For example, at home, it's in our human nature that kids are going to copy what their parents do, both the good and the bad, whether you know it or not. If you're grumpy, they're grumpy. If you're happy, they're happy. If you eat healthy, they'll eat healthy. When my oldest daughter was 2 and she was in the hospital for a month fighting for her life, everyone was scared, even me, but I had to be strong so that she would be strong too. I had to show her strength in me so that she could have strength within herself. And here's an example at work. When someone's learning something new, a trainer or a coach or a manager models a task so that person can copy the behavior to do it themselves. Now, taking that one step further, if you want to become a top performer, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. All you have to do is sit with a few top performers with good reputations, and if you copy things that work well for them, like best practices or self-disciplines or processes or techniques, you can trust that it should work for you as well because it's already a proven formula. And if it doesn't work for you, then go and model someone else. And I know this might sound overly simplistic, but it works if you work it. In football, they throw around the term, it's a copycat league, because every team you play is going to target your strengths. And they do that by researching which teams shut your strengths down the best. And then they copy what those teams did to shut you down when you play each other. And it's not unethical. You can model your way to success in life or at home or in the office or in sports. And it's even done in music and on TV and especially in the movies. Why do you think there's so many movies about how Spider-Man became Spider-Man or how Batman became Batman? It's because those formulas work. All right, and I'll wrap things up by explaining why learning by experience is considered the worst or even the most painful. The experiences we have in life, both the good and the bad, are what make each one of us unique. And when we learn from our mistakes, they make us wiser. And when we overcome bad experiences, they make us stronger. It's because of experience that we can turn our wounds into wisdom. And I'll finish with this on my way out. If you practice reflection and modeling until they turn into hardwired habits that run automatically in your subconscious mental programming, not only will you learn how to manage adversity, but you'll also become more resilient in the process. And that's it. That's all I've got today. And if you like today's show, share it with someone you love or care about, and keep learning to find your flow.